penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN Repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KFABK, monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
NEWCB, this is Katie Wagner.
NEYU, good evening, this is NEWCB. You got to the long weekend. I know you said you were going to have to sit radio, you're going to have to do 911 today. Hopefully it wasn't busy. How was it?
It was miserable, but we managed through it. How was your day?
Short but sweet. Oh, boy. Well, it's over. 12 hours is done, and headed north for the long weekend. We're doing pretty good here today. Groceries came in today. Just some listening on the radio, but didn't do it. You know, didn't get on today. But ain't been able to the last couple of days successfully. Well, I did have the one contact on the flex, but. Other than that, planning another barbecue tonight, but other than that, that's pretty much the day.
Sounds like a good day. Sounds like a good day. Barbecue sounds good.
we did burgers there last time, and tonight it's brats, so it should be enjoyable there. Looking forward to that this evening, and looking forward to the Nets. We're going to try to we check in. I'm either going to try from the handheld with the antenna outside, or going to try the Echo Link. But a couple combinations we'll be trying out here.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully, got a good plan. I like that. Sounds like a good plan there.
Yeah, we're just, I don't know, just with the weather the way it is, and just trying out some options, see what works and what doesn't. So, you know, hey, why not? Take advantage of it while the weather's good, and we're portable outside. You know, I could use the handheld, but I thought, hey, we'll just try another way here, see what happens.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, you should be able to hit it. The signal, the repeaters, the receive site's pretty strong, so should be able to hit that pretty well.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I know sometimes, you know, I'll be downstairs or in a certain spot up here with a handheld and have a hard time making it in, but then, of course, in before the upgrade. So I'll be interested to see how it works out. Like I say, I like to try it out. You know, you just you never know. Good opportunities to do that. Again, that makes it a fun part of the hobby and get to doing something constructive there with it.
Hey, that's good. Sounds really good there, Dad. Good test for you. Good test for your equipment.
Yeah, so we'll see. And then I think the Opus County Digital or the DMR Net is 7:30. So we'll work that radio, and then probably later on we'll probably check in from up here for their net. So, yeah, it'll keep us busy for a little bit. This is kind of the busy net day. I enjoyed the Wayne County net. I tried to check in last night, originally during the specific suffix there, and the radio gave it up on me, but I was able to get it going again, and check in. I think I checked in after you last night. NAWCB.
Yeah, I think you did, because I heard after I checked in. That was a good mess. We had our leadership meeting yesterday, and so it was a good overall ham radio day.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I didn't realize you had a meeting there, but yeah, I'm glad to hear you check in. You're loud and clear, and you know, again, they were talking about the book that you guys have been working on, and good discussion on that, and again, it's good to see that come to fruition, and a good plan in place.
Yeah, for sure. I know I reached out to Keith this morning, and I offered, you know, if he's got guys that are unable to make it to his meeting, that he's more than welcome to have them, you know, join us in our meeting, and we can sign off on their books and stuff. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, there you go again. It's a matter, you know, of working together, teamwork between the counties, and we'll working relationship there. So, yeah, that's pretty good. Again, I you know, kind of salute him too there, and probably you too in this way. You know, there's a flexibility there. It's not all rigid, but at least there's some guidelines, some framework there at play.
Yeah, it works out nice, gives some type of direction and what needs to be done, and it gives a good standard of, okay, what makes you deployable, and what standard are you held by, and it's good stuff. I like it. I like the way the stuff's laid out. It's not hard to do. Some of the later classes are a little bit more difficult, but we'll charge our way through it and go from there.
Yeah, that's it. You know, everybody's working through, and like I say, some of the later classes, what you say, it looks like they're a little bit more in-depth and a little bit more involved, but as gain knowledge and kind of a working ability of it, understanding of it, I guess can head to that the next level.
Yeah, for sure. It's good stuff. I understand, some of the guys are unable to do, the task book, and I get it. That's, no big deal. So, it is what it is. But peruse it and look it over, and eventually maybe they can do it and get it completed and, go from there.
That's it, there's no pressure in that, and that's kind of what I like in that line as well. Handling things here, kind of things going on, it works out better, and take it one at a time there, and play it by ear, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure. Just do it at your own pace. What works for you, and go from there. So it'll be good. We've got some things planned here potentially that we're considering, and so it'll be good. We got another new net control. Tom picked up net control. For one of the Thursdays, so that's good. We got a good volunteer and a lot of experience with Tom. So excited to hear him on the radio here next month. And good to have volunteers. It's good to have people that that step up and wanna play radio.
Absolutely. Well, I'm happy for that. He will do a good job, and I'm glad in that regard. Take a little bit off of what you would like in that way also. But it takes time, and going forward there, Rome wasn't built in a day, and this has been a process, and it's been a good process, learning process. A lot of positive things are coming out of it.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. It's good. It's good stuff. I'm enjoying it. I really am. It's been a lot of fun, and a lot of work, but it's paying off, and I'm hoping that everybody else is having fun and enjoying it. And, obviously, like I said, know the seriousness of it, but have fun doing this and getting involved in the hobby. So it's pretty cool.
Yes, exactly, exactly. In that way, you know, again, you have to, you know, this, you know, it's a volunteer organization, but you know, again, the need of it, you know, and it's good that there's, again, there's that flexibility. You know, yes, I can do this. No, I can't this time or that time, or I can deploy, or no, I can't. Again, there's a lot of flexibility and a lot of use that can
come out of it as team players. Yeah, there's a lot to learn and a lot to do, and like I said, I love volunteers. You know, it's like I said, you know, I've said before the fact that, you know, it's, you show up to work and you're there, you know, mainly because you want a paycheck. You know, there's the few that, you know, really, really, really super enjoy their job and whatnot, but, you know, you want to get paid, and volunteers, they show up, and they're there, and they want to be there, and it doesn't matter, you know, get paid or not, they're there, and, you know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat to see.
Here's your...
their station trying to call in, you're unreadable. Is that AW?
Roger, roger. This is Kilo Zero, Bravo Tango Lima in the car. How copy?
Kilo Zero, Bravo Tango Lima. I believe the call sign is. This is November 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo. You are loud and clear to the repeater here. Full quieting.
Roger, roger. Sounds good. Thanks, sir. I'm all the way out in Oxford right now. Testing out my new Yates here. Looks like it's working out pretty decent. This is Drake here, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. How's your afternoon going?
Hi, Greg. Well, we're doing pretty good here. Doing pretty good. Just enjoying the day. Talking with my son, Dave, at KEYNU. You know, he's on his way home from work there. Just usually chat back and forth. Get ready to have a barbecue here in a few minutes, my wife and I. But other than that, we're doing good. How about you? How's things going with you on your end, Greg?
Oh, roger, roger. Let's see if I got it. Don't mean to barge in. I'm not sure. I believe you said his name is Jake. Let's see if I got it. I'm not sure if it's his turn.
This is KEYNU. It's Dave. Delta Adam Victor Edward. Glad to hear you, sir. Hopefully you're having a good day. I work today, so... It went as good as it could be, but thankful I'm out and now enjoying the nice weather there. I'm going to turn it over here to NAWCB.
NAWCB in the group. No interruption there, Greg, at all. Glad you joined us here. You say you have you testing out a new Yaesu?
Roger, roger. Yes, sir. I got the new Yaesu Foxtrot Tango Mike 510 Delta with the D-Rasp, and I love it. Got a new Skyhook also. It's about 6 foot tall on top of my Nissan here, and seems to be doing the trick. I can get from... oh, I want to say Dixie Highway all the way to the Detroit repeater, which isn't too bad. I can't make it all the way to the house and talk, but I can listen and hear about 80% of what's being said. Trying to think of how I can rig it to where I can get a little bit more elevation out of the antenna here, but Yeah, it's not bad. I had a U2 7800 before, and I've upgraded to the digital one here. I got nothing but rants and raves about this new toy that you put out a little while ago, about a year or two, give or take. And it seems to be working pretty good with the DRAS, taking that laser signal and kind of making it easier to hear and understand. But for sure, not bad. Just finishing up my day at work. There was a sale on some shoes there, so I gave it a go. Couldn't find anything I liked, so I figured, okay, I guess it's time to go home. And I'm off tomorrow, so yay! Yeah, it's definitely a beautiful day. 73 degrees in Oxford right now. Yeah, pass it back over to you guys. Not sure whose turn it is. I am driving. I do apologize. I can't remember everyone's name at the moment. This is K0BPL in the local.
Hey, Greg, that sounds good. Yeah, I've got a Yaesu FT300 at home. I absolutely just love it. It's a great toy, and I've got a homemade antenna up on the roof. One of my buddies makes antennas homemade, and I can reach out far with it and get down towards into Detroit and over in yonder. It's a good radio. It really is. Yaesu makes a good radio. I've got an ICOM in the car. I don't know. I think I prefer the Yaesu brand a little bit better there. We'll turn it over to NAWCB, Dave. We'll see what radio do you prefer there?
I am kind of partial to Yaesus myself. The first one I had was a co-worker there. I was a long-time ham. He let me use his Yaesu handheld radios. There were two of them, a 2-meter and a 70-centimeter separate. They were old bricks. I don't even remember the model number to them. But good radios there, and I'm sold on the product there. They're definitely durable. Heard a lot of good things. Back over to you, Greg.
Oh, roger, roger. Very good, Dave. I got you there. Hopefully I'm still coming into the repeater here. I'm headed towards 75, so I'm kind of fading in and out. But, yeah, not bad. I could use a coffee as well. It's been a long day, boys, I tell you. Yeah, there's a... Over here at the parts store, there's two motorcycles for sale, and the price looks about right. But, you know how it is. You got to pay those bills first. Hi.
Yeah, I totally understand that, for sure. I have little munchkins and a wife, and so sometimes the hobbies have to take a back seat there to the bills, but that's right, plenty of overtime and plenty of jobs to do, so. Well, guys, I'm going to hop off here. It was good meeting you there, Greg, and good luck on your radio and getting some heights on your antenna there. Hopefully hear you again. And Dad, appreciate your conversation on the way north. You guys have a good night. Enjoy your evenings, and hopefully we'll hear you soon. 73, see you both. This is KYNU, and I'm going to clear the channel.
Sounds good there, Dave. 73, see you. And 73's to you and the family, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for the ride along. And Greg, I'm going to have to bow out as well. Get that barbecue ready to go. So, hey, I'm glad you hopped on there and enjoyed meeting with you, talking with you. Good signal, and I hope you get a lot of use out of that Yaesu. And again, endeavors there in amateur radio, and hope you have a good weekend, good day there tomorrow, and a good weekend. But 73 to you, and hopefully you'll hear us again. Hop on in. We'll be glad to communicate there, bring in the conversation.
you have a good evening. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights. We will be going.
Roger, roger, Jen. 7-3, back at you both there. Yeah, have a good weekend. Get out and soak up some sun when you still can. Good to see the old Mount Clemens repeater still doing its thing up there in beautiful downtown Mount Clemens. All right, all right. Well, I'll catch you guys further on down the bay. This is 80 BPO at North. How's it going, Jen?
I know.
This is NAVBZ, the Macomb County ARPSC net will start in about 15 minutes.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KFA-EDQ, monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.